Happy February! Today I'm going to discuss January 2018. I call it Hurry Up and Wait. While I was getting a pedicure yesterday, I reviewed the month of January. It was a fun full month, but overall, January's theme in my life seemed to be the humorous Hurry Up and Wait. So here's what happened in the 5F areas of my life. Faith, this era was great overall. The campus ministry that we work with and a few new couples came over for dinner in our home. Local entertainment is one of the main reasons that we switched from a Manhattan ministry that we loved to a local Queens one a couple of years ago. And now we love the Queens ministry also. In addition, the women that I'm mentoring are growing by leaps and bounds. I'm so proud of them. They call me higher in my walk with God. Our hurry up and wait moment, faith-wise, was a project that my husband and I are eager to start, has been pushed back to March. It's fine, though. Fitness. This was definitely the highlight of the month. Everything went well. I worked out every day and stuck to my eating plan 99% of the time. Okay, let's just say for that other 1%, I chose to taste the macaroni and cheese that I was cooking for visiting guests before baking it. I just don't get how people can cook without tasting their food to see if the flavors is right. So I'll just take that 1%. Anyway, I lost 8 pounds. Yay! Now that I've hit, actually, I surpassed my quarterly fitness achievement goal, I can just focus on the daily fitness actions. I decided that 90% clean eating, which leaves 2 meals a week with some flexibility, along with exercising 6 days a week, will be the fitness habits that I maintain for the rest of the year. So, if anyone has a favorite 30-minute workout DVD that combines cardio and a little weight training, please let me know. My poor little hip hop abs is on its last legs. Okay, family. Overall, this area was great too. A couple of extended family members have had some health challenges this month, but so far, so good. Finances. It was going really well, and then yesterday, the last day of January, some unexpected expenses came up when our car broke down. Thankfully, my husband was able to safely get off the highway and drive to a gas station. In a way, I still don't understand how $300 in parts came up to an almost $1,500 bill. Okay, actually, I do. Knowing where to put the parts is where the value is. Whatever, it's just money. My hurry up and wait moment was especially in this finances and work area. I had 3 scheduled work projects that were postponed until February. Also, my family had created these 3 collections for our t-shirt business. One was based on the Women's March, one was based on Black Panther, and one was a fun, loving yourself themed Valentine's Day promotion. But the problem is, we couldn't sell them through our Amazon partner because Amazon has been throttling its merch program tees since December. But you know what? There are lessons in waiting. It was good to have the flexibility in my schedule to nail down my workflow for the rest of the year. I thought that these little 5-minute mini podcasts every day would only take about an hour of time at most. I was so wrong. In reality, when I looked at my time sheet, it takes me more like 2 to 4 hours to write a post and record this little podcast. I realized that I'm putting these daily posts through this same system that I used to put full post, so I had to go back and rework that. I'm going to share my system though. It's a really good one if you do content marketing. I'll share that on another podcast. As for the tea project, it was a good lesson for the boys to learn. Don't build your house on someone else's land. And lastly, fun. It was full with fun. Check out my blog post.